action continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So probably the political, not probably, by far the political headline of the day is Representative Liz Cheney losing in Wyoming. She was the sort of person that could have stayed the Republican House member from Wyoming for until she died, and maybe even shortly thereafter. It's one of those seats, but she decided to make it her main thing in politics, in national life, to try to stop Trump from ever being president again, and she volunteered to co-chair the January 6th committee and all that sort of stuff, and made it her talking point as she ran, and she lost by a gazillion points yesterday. And so, the total is, with retirements and primaries, only two of the 10 House Republicans who voted to impeach Trump in 2021 will be on the ballot in November. His revenge, it would seem, pretty effective.
Yeah, and or the feeling of Republican voters that was uncool.
And Lisa Murkowski, as the senator from Alaska, had voted to impeach Trump, and she got challenged by a Trump-backed primary challenger, and is that still too close to call? And it was within 300 votes in the middle of the night. So that's a close one. So Trump is able to wield power against people who strike a blow against him. At least right now he does.
Yeah, although again, and you're right. I'm not saying you're wrong. Just making it entirely about Trump and his powers as opposed to the way voters felt about the representative is I'm so worn out talking about Trump.
I would agree. And Liz Cheney announced to Chuck Todd that she's thinking about running for national office. My guess would be she doesn't think she can be president of the United States. She would be doing what Lindsey Graham did when he ran for president in 2000. It was when Trump got elected, right? 16, I guess. There was a pretty big move from Rand Paul, who was running for president at the time, toward less intervention in various countries around the world. And Lindsey Graham ran for president just to counter that on the debate stage. He didn't think he was going to be president of the United States. He just wanted to have a voice against, you know, this growing segment of Republicans who didn't want to get involved in wars. I'm part of that growing segment, by the way. But anyway, he wanted to counter that. My guess would be Liz Cheney, if she runs for president, she wants to be on stage to say all the things that she said last night in her losing speech. She wants to say that on the debate stage. With Trump up there, would be my guess. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. Washington Post headline, Liz Cheney's political life is likely ending and just beginning.
Oh,
wow. Look at whipsawed over here. but yeah, it's almost exactly what you said. She's very clear-eyed about her chances of actually winning the presidential nomination. She sees her future role similar to how she sees the work of the January 6th committee blocking any path for Trump back to the Oval Office.
And I would say, I definitely think I've got some poll numbers on it. I definitely think Trump, God dang it, we're talking about Trump, is the odds on favorite to get the nomination. And then who knows what's going on in the country come election day. But it will be different than it was in 2016 to have Republicans up there on stage saying some pretty rough things, because nobody did that when he was running in 2016, because everybody assumed he was going to fall away and they wanted his voters. So they didn't want to say anything mean about him. Well, Liz Cheney.
2020, you mean? Or? Because in 2016, there was plenty of con man and clown and
not
that
on
sort
the
of
stage,
thing early
not
on.
Not on the stage. Nobody was saying that on the stage, were they? Mitt wasn't running. Ted Cruz, Chris Christie, they all stayed away from criticizing him up there on the stage because they thought he was just kind of a joke and he would go away. That is not going to be the case this time around, I don't think. But
Ted Cruz, that whole "it's time for the clowns and the bears and the acrobats," that's over. That was about Trump. That was on
definitely
the
was when it got down to the when it got down to the two of them. It was too late then, though. But it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Liz Cheney, of course, would not hold back on that stage, that debate stage, and how Trump would handle it. I don't know if he'd make fun of her hair or her looks or whatever. I mean, that's insane.
All of the above. Absolutely. Well, that's something to look forward to in 2 years!
Which is an excellent point. Joe Shout's an excellent point. So, I got on a Twitter thread about Kamala Harris that I found pretty amusing. We're gonna play another clip of Kamala Harris talking. What is it about her speaking style that is so annoying or off-putting? And I want you to listen to it with that in mind, but...
Oh, what is it? It's a list. She's a masterclass in annoying.
Here's somebody, a blue check mark, I don't know, who said, everybody who has worked in an office has worked with somebody like this, with the clip of her talking. Tim Sandifer said, oh my God, this woman is a phenomenon. She is a phenomenon. It's worth studying what she does. And Tim also said, because you're not going to see the visual, I love how she not only does not actually say anything at all, but even her hand gestures aren't really hand gestures, but just some sort of vague weaving motions.
Here is my favorite part of this clip. Again, something to enjoy. The many ways she's annoying. And how it's utterly impossible to figure out what she's talking about. It is vacuosity made magnificent. Anyway,
here we go.
We know that we really are quite behind in terms of maximizing our collective understanding about how we will engage on the technology of today, and what we can quickly and easily predict will be the technology over the next decades. So to maintain our position as the United States of America on this issue, it is critical that we work together to understand where we are, to recognize and have the courage to speak truth about what is obsolete, and then to partner to ensure that we are speaking the same language with the same motivation, inspired by the opportunity of it all, but then doing the work of updating how we have been talking and thinking about our exploration in space.
Oh! Space!
What?
The entire first half of it has, like, no nouns. It's just phrases strung together.
So I don't want to be unfair or mean here, but everybody seems to react the same way to her speaking. What is it going on there? Why is it so annoying or off-putting or hard to follow? Is it just way too many asides, caveats, whatever you call those, where there's like a comma and another phrase, comma and another phrase?
Yeah, I would say, and I haven't made notes or anything, and I probably should because it's fascinating to me. You have to start with her tone of voice.
Oh, yeah.
Which is nasal and annoying and has a significant element of know-it-all. So you've got to start there. She does not have a musical or interesting way of varying her tone or pitch to anything like that. So it's very monotonous. And then her stringing together of smart sounding phrases that don't say anything.
True. Yeah. A lot of the phrases that make it longer, but not more informative. There's a lot of that going on. There's not more information. There are just more words.
Yeah, boy. And everybody has worked with somebody like that. There was another comment that this is the voice of every boss who rose above their level of competence.
Which is exactly what she has done.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, she got there the hard way.
I had never
tireless
really,
campaigning. What were you thinking?
I hadn't ever really keyed in on her hand gestures, though. I'll have to do that the next time I actually watch a video of her speaking of the kind of weaving her arms around while she's doing her various phrases, as we will and we should and we need to all together remember that. And true. And secondly, we should also. What are we talking about?
Yeah. Do we have any classic Kamala handy?
Oh,
Michael?
My God.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day.
Yeah, that will be her Hall of Fame speech.
Wow. Wow. Do we have an Angie t-shirt that has that on the front?
Oh, wow. I would wear that, I think.
Yeah. Wow.
So
what a mess. And can you imagine if the old guy kicks off?
Well, yeah, and then Joe is absolutely right, shouting that the presidential election is 2 years from now. But it's so crazy on both sides. I mean, it's unprecedented.
Yeah.
In so many different ways. Both sides are so unique in their own way.
Oh, yeah.
The Trump thing with his power, and he lost once, and the person who loses doesn't end up being in charge of the party. Walter Mondale wasn't in charge of anything. George H.W. Bush wasn't in charge of anything. Al Gore wasn't in charge of anything. But Trump is, and then you got the wide open, as we just heard from Kamala, with the 150-year-old president. What's going to happen there? I mean, it's so wide open. I can't even imagine what's going to happen.
Yeah, and by the way, as a consumer of cable news, probably more than is healthy, the next person who asked, will you support Joe Biden? Do you support Joe Biden running again? I'm going to attack you with my hands. All right. I abhor violence. What an idiotic conversation. And we talk about quote unquote politics here. So if this makes me half a hypocrite, fine. But the whole who's in, who's out, as opposed to policy, as opposed to governance, as opposed to things that affect your life. I don't know.
I also don't get any enjoyment. I don't understand the point out of, and some of my favorite journalists do this, but the asking anybody, whether it's Larry Hogan or Tim Scott or whoever, so are you running? You haven't ruled it out. What you just said doesn't mean you're, what's the effing point of that? They'll announce when they announce. They either are or they aren't. I don't know. And I don't know why every politician doesn't answer with, I support Joe Biden. Because if he decides not to run, it's easy to get out of.
Well, because maybe they don't want to be caught on tape supporting a senile guy who's not going to run ever again.
Who has a 30% approval rating. Yeah,
it's a bad look.
I just talked myself out of it. Yeah, you can't support a guy who's got a 30% approval rating.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
That's definitely enough of that. That's more than enough of that. I got to get to this story at some point this hour because it's huge. Have you heard about Target's profit numbers? And what that might mean for the economy, among other things that are coming up.
Plus the idea, an idea, my idea of tipping the country so the water sloshes from the east where they have too much to the west where they have too little.
First they mock you, then they ridicule you, then they throw rocks at you, but then you
then
win.
Then they go back to mocking you.
Then you win. Stay tuned for all that. That's next.
Armstrong and Getty.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Are you tired of gulping down the lying filth of the mainstream media? Yeah, we are too. We try to tell you the truth every single day.
Gulping down lying filth. Wow.
Nobody wants to sound dumb. Our goal is to help you not sound dumb. We'll inform you, and it'll be fun at the same time. You have to choose between entertainment and information. Combine them both with the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty On Demand. 4 episodes available every day.
Via the iHeartRadio app or wherever you download your podcasts.
Every search you make, every click you take, they'll be watching you.
Tired of companies like Google and Facebook watching everything you do online? There's actually a simple solution. DuckDuckGo. It's an all-in-one privacy app with a built-in private search engine, web browser, one-click data clearing, email protection, and more. All for free. Download the app today and get the most comprehensive privacy protection with a push of a button. DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Why is my grocery bill higher every week? I don't remember things being this difficult. What happened?
Inflation is here, and the struggling middle class is getting squeezed. On top of that, our national debt is over $30 trillion, and there's no checks or balances on spending. As our citizens have lost confidence in our government and their own ability to provide, just how do you minimize this disaster in the coming months? It's simple. Change your strategy to gold. Why? Because gold works as a hedge against inflation. For a limited time, Nationwide Coins is offering new customers the chance to own 1 ounce of gold below market price. Secure your order with no markups, no commissions, and no shipping costs, and view your gold risk-free for 10 days. Not satisfied? Simply return the coin in the prepaid, pre-insured envelope. Protect your future from inflation. Call Nationwide at 800-299-8811. That's 800-299-8811, and start today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grants to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Don't miss the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th at the fairgrounds on A Street in MacArthur. It's Carnival Lights and Country Nights, featuring exhibits, booths, live music, food, and fun for the whole family. Exhibits open at 10 a.m. with a carnival opening at noon. Daily admission is $6 and pre-sale wristbands are $15. Kids 5 and under get in free. On opening day, Thursday, September 1st, admission is free. Friday the 2nd is Senior Day, where seniors 60 and older get in free, and you can enjoy the Enduro Racing starting at 7. On Saturday the 3rd, enjoy livestock shows and live music. Saturday night is the main event, featuring recording artist Cameron Marlowe live in concert at the Bob Thompson Arena. Sunday, September 4th is Kids Day. Children 12 and under get in free, and there will be a parade and live music along with the Destruction Derby starting at 7. On Labor Day, Monday, September 5th, admission is free, and will feature the Junior Livestock Buyer's Breakfast starting at 7 a.m., followed by the Junior Livestock Auction. The fair closes at 3. It's the Intermountain Fair, September 1st through the 5th on A Street in MacArthur.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Some news from overseas over the Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin have been exchanging letters vowing to strengthen their ties against the U.S. I'll be honest, I'm not really sure Russia needs North Korea. It's like the tambourine player saying, hey, we should get the band back together. Hey, you're in the band, yeah. Speaking of Russia, the CDC just added them to their COVID travel warning list. Damn, so now you're telling me it's unsafe to travel to Russia? Come on.
The COVID travel warning list. All right. Mentioned
wow.
This. China is sending troops to Russia for joint military exercises.
Oh, boy.
It's either a really, really big deal or not. Well, I think it's definitely a big deal. Whether it turns out to be a bigger deal, who knows? But they're not doing that by accident. They're wanting to be provocative. Surely they're not going to actually join in with Russia fighting in Ukraine, but...
No, I think it's more a signal that, hey, we are 100% in bed together against you.
Yeah, the number two and three, well, actually, the number one and three nuclear powers in the world are joining together. That's what that is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because Russia has more bombs than we have, right?
I believe so, yeah. By a significant margin, but, you know, once you get to enough,
yeah,
it doesn't really matter.
No, it absolutely doesn't. And we're still at a fraction of what it was in the 80s, man. Do some research on that once. It's crazy how many bombs both the United States and Russia had back in the 80s. What did we think we were going to do? Not just destroy Earth, but destroy the universe. Just make sure no life can ever exist anywhere in the universe.
Take out the moon.
I was complaining, I don't know, talking earlier about how overwhelmed I'm feeling trying to do this whole single parent thing, and I'm having a different level of appreciation for people who do that, as I'm doing the full-time single parent with a full-time job thing. And it is quite overwhelming. And we got a few texts that are really nice and interesting, I thought, on that topic. I mean, some of them were hateful and mean-spirited, but some of them were nice and interesting.
Well, if it happens online, some of it's going to be hateful and mean-spirited.
Right, including someone talking about something called Workaways, which I'd never heard of, that you can hire people, young gals, foreign young gals that work for cheap. But anyways, aside, a single parent lost my son in an accident, would love to have these issues to deal with, which is a good perspective to have when you're raising kids all the time. This is better than, I mean, this has been true of every part of my parenting in the previous. It was hard, but you look back on it, it was fantastic. You wouldn't have wanted to skip it by any means.
Sure.
Got this one. Single parent since my kids were 5 and 6. I couldn't afford any help. Two wild boys, but now grown. We survived and are now thriving. Their dad died when they were in middle school. No help at all. But you encouraged me as I thought maybe I'd made it all. Bigger trauma in my mind than it was. Nope, I guess I didn't. Hang in there, hire help. I've gotten that from I've come to learn that, I think, in adulthood. There's a lot of people that struggle with finances, marriage, kids, health, whatever it is, and out of whatever reason you keep it to yourself, but if you're willing to talk about it out loud, like I foolishly do on the radio, sometimes you end up with other people saying, yeah, I'm doing exactly the same thing, and it ends up being helpful. It doesn't change your situation, but you find out, yeah, I have the same situation, and it's about to kill me, too. I'm not the only one that it's about to kill. I was talking to somebody the other day who my perception of them was they had sailed through single parenting effortlessly, and they were more forthcoming with me, saying, no, it almost killed me. So,
well,
yeah, sometimes it's helpful for people to do that.
Yeah, you know, we need a new form of the phrase, the cliche, misery loves company.
Right. It
struggle needs companionship.
You're right. Misery loves company. And there is, you can get the everybody just sitting around bitching, make themselves feel better thing. But there also can be the, oh, you think this is hard too? I thought it was hard. I thought it was just me. I thought there was something wrong with me. No, it's hard for everybody is a different side of that same coin.
Yeah, yeah. I liked your human trafficking idea. Well, you can call it hiring young foreign women who work cheap. I call it human trafficking because that might help.
Oh, jeez.
Probably not helpful.
Oh, my God.
Coming up in praise of mediocrity, among other things. Plus, Apple workers, you're coming back to the office whether you like it or not. The deadline has been set. Is it a trend?
How much did Target's profit plunge? More than you could guess. Stay tuned for that.
Armstrong and Getty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? They have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale. And they are drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery and Landscaping since 1975. Open Wednesday through Saturday. Come in now to pick out your favorite color of crepe myrtle. Gold Leaf Nursery, located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
Hey everyone, Kevin Cry here. I'd like to invite you to listen to my new radio show every Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We'll be talking about everything Shasta County, family, work, recreation, and the topics most important to all of us living here in the Great North State. We'll have roundtable discussions and different guests every week to share with all of you what is going on in Shasta County. Join me, Kevin Cry, every Tuesday right here from 6 to 7 p.m. Looking forward to seeing you soon.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homelessness.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos, providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience. It's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join the Cascade Theater on August 21st for one of the finest in-demand rock and roll ensembles working today. Lucas Nelson and Promise of the Real. Lucas Nelson and POTR have wowed audiences and won fans with their fiery stage performances and singular sounds, which smoothly straddles rock and roll, country, soul, folk, and R&B. This will be a night you won't forget. Purchase tickets at CascadeTheater.org or 243-8877 for a night of a lifetime with Lucas Nelson and POTR on August 21st at the Cascade Theater.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I told Michael we need the fanfare, we need the applause, ladies and gentlemen. We have just broken a record and we should all be proud. Hit the fanfare, Michael! Hit the fanfare! Congratulations, everybody! We officially passed 2 million illegal immigrants at the border! A new record, everybody!
What, woo-hoo! Like in the last decade, you mean? Or?
Woohoo! In the last year, which the year ain't over, as you know, we have now passed 2 million illegal immigrants, shattering last year's should have been, oh my God, record of 1.2 million for the entire year. So wow. The record last year is 60% of what we're at in August of this year.
Explain to me, please, the border is a border in what sense? I guess it's where the United States taxes you on this side of this line and Mexico taxes you on the other side. Other than that, it has no significance.
Yep. The official number, we surpassed 2 million, a new record, over the weekend, a milestone never before seen in history, not even close, as I mentioned, compared to last year's record-setting numbers, where we're just about 1.27 million at this point. So, yeah, I mean, if it continues at the pace it's continuing at. I saw the headlines yesterday, just like with the inflation nonsense. So the numbers went down slightly from last month, and that was the headline on illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm. It's because Central America's running out of people. They're all here.
That is incredible. And the fact that it's not a bigger story is the most incredible part of it.
Well, it's uncomfortable. I don't want to come off as a racist or something. I don't want to act like these brave migrants are a bad thing, signed the entire lamestream media. You know, I read an account in one of your big papers yesterday about the numbers. Prior to the official crossing of the 2 million mark, which is just mind-boggling. And they said, well, it's fairly easily explained on both the supply and demand sides. The United States bounced back from COVID, and the economy roared forward much sooner than Central America. The implication being, well, it's just the free flow of labor. Labor goes to where labor is needed. It's the free market, which would be fine if we all got together and voted for that and decided that's the way we wanted to run our country. It would also be fine if you didn't pay, like, there are fellow citizens, we need to support them and feed them and clothe them and medicate them to every human being who sneaks in.
Yeah, if we didn't
just untenable.
If we didn't have the welfare state, I'd be fine with that. Labor would flow to where labor is. That's the libertarian argument, right? So if you don't have the full-on, we'll give you something whether you find a job or not, you would go to wherever you could find a job.
Yeah, there are absolutely significant issues with trying to implement that.
That is not my system. That is not what I would like. I would like to secure the borders, have a national conversation on how many people we need, of what skill level, from where, vote on it, and then stick to it. That's what I would like to do. But
listen to the racism. Oh.
And maybe fitting in with that, or maybe not. Since you said the great economy here in the United States is why people are streaming across the border, Target profit plunges 90% as inflation weary shoppers pull back. I would say the most misused words in America might be weary and wary, getting them mixed up. But anyway,
really,
Inflation weary shoppers. Target reported a plunge of 90% in the second quarter, falling far short of expectations. Well, so the expectations weren't 100%. Retailers, including Target, have been forced to cut prices on general merchandise. We talked about this last quarter when all the headlines were, man, there. If you want to buy a this or a that, now's the time. They're slashing prices. Clothing, electronics, home goods, even doing that, because consumers have had to shift their spending to food and gasoline, people are not buying much. Target reported the price cuts did very little good. It ended the quarter with 1.5% more inventory than it had 3 months earlier when they slashed the prices, and 36% more than it had a year ago.
Yeah, interesting. I thought I just read the other day that Walmart's profits were up. Of course, maybe they had just felt that shock or whatever the month previous. I don't know. I don't follow that stuff that closely.
I do know this. I took my kids to Jamba Juice last night. I got 3 Jamba Juices, and with tax, it was, and a tip, it was damn near $30 to get the kids, me and the kids, Jamba Juices. 3 Jamba Juices for nearly $30. When that's going on, and you fill your tank up with gas on the way home, you ain't going to go buy a lot of stuff at Target or anywhere
else.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding. Wall Street Journal had a charming feature on their website about the skyrocketing prices in Britain, how it's hammering the pubs, which included a lot of pictures of British pubs, which made me want to drink in Great Britain. But yeah, it's crazy rough over in Europe because of the energy crisis, thanks to the Russian war thing. So yeah, this has not shook out yet, and who knows when it will. Hey, I've got to explain that whole getting water, excess water from the east to the parched west thing, as my ideas, which have long been mocked, are finally being adopted by the mainstream.
Your idea of tilting the country so the water runs from Tennessee or Louisiana to
where they have too much.
California and Arizona?
Precisely. Put the country up on pylons and tilt it as need be. That's not precisely the plan they're going with, but they clearly have been influenced by my ideas.
Glad to hear that.
Yes. Oh, speaking of great technology, SimpliSafe Home Security. Quick word from our friends at SimpliSafe. Their advanced security technology helps you sleep at night. Then they always put you and your family's safety first. Safety from break-ins and burglars, of course, talking home security, but fire, flooding. How about a medical emergency? How do you immediately get help? Because you got SimpliSafe.
Yep, their monitoring agents truly care about your well-being and are highly trained to help keep you calm and safe during stressful situations, staying on the line with you until help arrives. Of what other kind of help you need, they've got, you know, different agents that can dispense different help depending on the emergency you have. 24/7 professional monitoring. You'd think that'd be more expensive than this, but it's about $1 a day, no long-term contract. All kinds of publications have said SimpliSafe is the best security system out there.
Check out that wireless outdoor security camera, by the way, with night vision and high res. It's just fantastic. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplisafe.com/Armstrong. Go today, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. Again, just go to simplisafe.com/Armstrong.
Hey, as a tease for later, did you compile any of the emails on Liz Cheney? Because I'm just perusing the media, and man, the hatred for Liz Cheney by Republicans, that's It's hotter than usual.
No, I haven't compiled them. I just grabbed one or two for mailbag purposes. But
I would like,
to
hear
she
more.
She is hated, absolutely despised.
I would like to hear more from you on the theme of that, but we can talk about that later. She lost by like 40 points yesterday.
Yeah, I might refuse to do that. So, evidently, some retired engineer wrote a letter to the editor of, I believe, the USA Today and the Desert Sun about the West's water woes. The Colorado River, which supplies water to, I can't remember how many tens of millions of people. I just heard it the other day.
That's the river that runs through the Grand Canyon, is it not?
Yeah, exactly. And it furnishes water for Nevada. I'm moving in terms of population from small to big. Nevada, Arizona, and Southern California. And is running dry. Lake Mead, for instance, the gigantic reservoir, right there at the border of, Arizona and Nevada, right? It's down to a fraction of its normal levels. They've had to put in new, intake pumps because the water's below where they used to suck it out.
Yeah. That's why they keep finding DBs. The water has gotten so low there. Dead bodies.
Mob rubouts from Las Vegas back in the 60s. Anyway, so this guy, this engineer, writes this editorial that's getting a fair amount of attention. And he, in some detail, said, look, you've got the bottom of the Mississippi River, meaning geographically, like in New Orleans, Louisiana, that region, that's got more water than they know what to do with. In fact, they're constantly fighting to keep the water from drowning them, building, repairing dikes and levees and pumps and that sort of thing. And he said, look, build an aqueduct to pipe that water 1,489 miles west to refill the Colorado River system with Mississippi River water.
Has anything ever been done like that in world history?
Well, yeah, but not on this scale. I mean, New Orleans has a problem with that much water anyway, so let's divert 250,000 gallons per second to Lake Powell, which currently has a shortage of 5.5 trillion gallons. This would take 254 days to fill.
I have rafted on Lake Powell.
Excellent.
Named after John Wesley Powell, the explorer. I can tell you more about this than you'd ever want to know.
Boy, that's information, yet it's not informative. Do go on. Anyway, I have never rafted on Lake Powell, and I feel like I've missed the boat. No pun intended. So where are we?
You can't talk about rafting and say, I feel like I've missed the boat, and then say no pun intended. I just don't think you can do intended. Well, think a little harder on your wording, then.
Intent matters. So various experts are weighing in on how doable this might be, and the environmentalists are whining, of course, about the environment. I'm using finger quotes. The environment. Snails and silt and such. Said you'd be swapping one ecological catastrophe for another, said the guy with the Audubon Society. You ought to shut up and look at birds through binoculars. But they say it's technically feasible. It would be enormously expensive. And given the legalities of building a project these days, probably take 30 years, most of it, for environmental reviews and lawsuits and that sort of thing, which is its own subtopic. If there's a desperate need for water, you're telling me you can't, like, pay the best people in the world to study the hell out of the pipeline path for a year and have them come back with a report? It's going to take 30 years? I would say that's a broken system.
Mm.
And besides, have the elk walk under the pipeline. Lift it up high enough for the elk.
Right.
Or bury it or such. Just shut up. Well, what about the western titmouse that lives only in the, you know, Washaw County in the western part of the Rocky Mountains? It'll be fine. It'll move over there. If it doesn't like that, birds fly. Right? Beasts crawl. They don't like it here. They'll go over there. It's fine. I've done it many times in my life. Who am I? I'm much more important than the humble titmouse. A number of folks weighing in with various ideas, alternate ideas, Jack, have been floated for decades. Haul icebergs from the Arctic to a new Southern California port.
That one seems dumber. I mean, I'm just going off like school kid knowledge of how any of this stuff would work, but the iceberg thing seems dumber than the pipeline from Louisiana to California.
Let me try this. Run a giant hose from the Columbia River along the bottom of the Pacific Ocean to refill Diamond Valley Reservoir.
Can we all jump up in the air at the same time and on the West Coast and tilt America? That's kind of sounding like some of these plans.
And grab hydrogen and oxygen from the air and make artificial rain.
Mm.
That's an interesting idea.
Is desalinization just off the table? My son brought that up the other day. You know, the classic kid version of solving these problems of, we got all the water in the ocean. And I was talking to him about salt water and whatnot. But man, if there was ever a cheap, effective way to desalinize, take the salt out of a salt water and make it fresh water, that would change the world, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I'm sorry. I was actually thinking about something else. Are you saying like an efficient way or a better way? Because it exists already.
Well, they can do it, but it's too expensive to do it to scale. But if it was ever cheap enough to do it that it made sense, that would change the world overnight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%. And, you know, we ought to be probably plowing our time and effort into that. And not, you know, pipelines over the Rockies or that sort of thing now that I think about it. But, yeah, well, that takes an enormous amount of energy, too. That's right. That's the other gripe that people have.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. You know what's interesting, and I don't want to come off as some sort of environmental extremist or anything, but how about we just stop building houses when we run out of water? Well, we need to take a break. We're up against a hard, hard break. The hardest of breaks, a diamond hard break.
We got the latest and a whole bunch of things coming up, I guess. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Right now, every business is trying to nickel and dime you. How much they can squeeze you to offset their increasing costs, it's a mess.
That's why we love Pure Talk and why we're excited to endorse them. Pure Talk drew the line in the sand and said, stop screwing over the American public.
You can lock in talk, text, and data on America's most reliable 5G network for just $30 a month, plus get 50% off your first month when you make the switch today.
Just dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty for this special offer. You know, the average family saves over $75 a month.
Yeah, you need another reason? When you choose Pure Talk, you're choosing to support American jobs. You're choosing to support a company whose CEO is a U.S. veteran.
And with Pure Talk's no-risk money-back guarantee, you will not regret this. Switch to Pure Talk now and save 50% off your first month. Dial #250 and say Armstrong and Getty. Remember, you'll save 50% off your first month. Dial #250, say Armstrong and Getty. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
Hey folks, Rick Harrison here. I've been planning to retire for quite some time, but getting ready for that day is nerve-wracking. Everything is getting expensive. Inflation is the highest we've seen in 40 years. How do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? I like to call in the experts. That's why I called American Hartford Gold, and you should too. They can show you how to safeguard your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify your portfolio with physical gold and silver. In 1965, 1 ounce of gold would buy approximately 100 gallons of gas. Today, 1 ounce of gold will buy over 500 gallons of gas. Gold is a true hedge against inflation. American Hartford Gold will help you protect your IRA or 401k with physical gold and silver, and they make it easy. They have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. So don't wait. Call them now. Call 866-478-3370. That's 866-478-3370. Or text EAGLE to 998899.
Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
Not. No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
BNT Satellite has you covered with a 2-year TV price guarantee from Dish. Great TV service, stable price, no surprises.
Don't call the 800 number.
Call 530-241-3474 or visit BNT Satellite, your local premier Dish retailer today.
Monthly equipment fees and other restrictions apply. Recording hours vary. 2,000 hours based on SD programming. Remote viewing requires internet connection and compatible mobile device.
Find the decor that you might be looking for at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, which features antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture, tables, chairs, dressers, mirrors, prints, paintings, photographs, framed canvases, sculptures, unique glassware, including vases, punch bowls, and vintage tumblers, goblets, teacups, saucers, and silverware, and much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The California DMV taking on Tesla's so-called full auto driving as the government tries to wrestle with that. Maybe we'll talk about that in hour three of the Armstrong and Getty Show. Is that ever going to actually happen? I'm sure it will someday, but it ain't soon.
Oh, hey, that reminds me. We got a letter. It's kind of an internal communication from a major automaker about the so-called, the ridiculously called Inflation Reduction Act,
right,
which has nothing to do with that, but about the incentives and disincentives for electric vehicles and the reality of that.
Right.
And I'll skip to the punchline for you. The idea that it's going to, like, stimulate a bunch of people to get into electric cars is ridiculous.
It is. We can talk more about that because we got a great segment on the Inflation Reduction Act, which became law yesterday. We'll talk about that in hour three.
Yeah, old Hadabatic Efkare signed it there and coughed into his hand and shook a bunch of people's hands and then took off his mask to talk to them and put on his mask to leave. And the rest of it, what a farce. What a farce. And I want to talk more about that.
How far can we go with this? Can we go with the Getting Humans to Mars Act signed into law, which is actually about school lunches? I mean, how far can we go with renaming things and fool people?
It's a great step in that direction. And speaking of COVID, just this headline, restaurants in deep blue cities starved for diners while Florida is feasting. So we'll have that. Speaking of economics and that sort of thing, I mentioned this earlier. I meant to pay it off. Apple Inc. has set a September 5th deadline for corporate employees to return to the office at least 3 days a week. The company, it'll require employees to work from the office on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then a regular third day that will be determined by individual teams. So you might have a Monday team or a Wednesday team or a Friday team, except nobody's going to be the Friday team, clearly. But so, 3 days a week starting September the 5th for Apple. Tell you what, my team leader says, yeah, we're going to work Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays in the office. I'm going to work for Samsung or Blueberry or BlackBerry or somebody. What is it with the smartphones and fruit? BlackBerry, Apple. What's going on there?
Don't know.
Huh. Anyway, let's see. Oh, you know what? Do we have a minute?
And this will either work or it won't, and other countries will emulate it or not, and that's the way the free market works.
Yeah, and then they name-check a couple other companies, Tesla in particular, that have said, get back to work, you lazy bastards.
Yeah, and Elon said, if you don't want to come back to work, then find a job somewhere else.
Yeah. Oh, we got a Dr. Fauci clip we need to play you next hour, too, that's just unbelievable.
I represent science.
He and his buddies are laughing at you. You stupid, stupid Americans. So that'll come. But this article about the blue city restaurants are starving and going out of business, where in your red states, they're booming. Florida, Texas, Arizona, busier than ever, massive surge in restaurant business, et cetera. Reminds me, I came across this Twitter thread yesterday in which this blue checkmark chick, she's like a writer and a couple other things. I can't remember precisely, but she was talking about how we're still very cautious. I've gone out to eat twice in the last 2.5 years, both outdoors. You know, we never have indoor meetings with friends or anything like that. And my kids are blah, blah, blah. Still in full lockdown mode. This is an educated woman with, you know, a couple tens of thousands of followers on Twitter in full psycho lockdown mode. And I almost commented on the thread, but I guess she was getting trolled a great deal. Man, this phenomenon needs to be studied and written about. And not the New York Times saying, it's okay to be concerned. There's something wrong with you.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, it's interesting from a what's wrong with your psychology thing.
Yeah. What? How have you so adopted COVID caution as your identity that you will continue to behave in ways that are utterly defying the reality of the science and the spread of the disease and the severity of the disease?
We mentioned a bunch of good stuff that's going to happen in hour three. You're probably thinking, what about us in hour two? Why'd we get all that crap? Well, I'm sorry. You should have tuned in hour three, which is coming up. If you miss an hour, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.